Blog Talk Radio.
In the back of the closet, gray sweatshirt that ain't mine, your cologne still on it, and I know it's fading with time, but I need it, so I breathe it in. Bottle of tequila we brought back from Mexico, take a shot when I need you, but I never lose control, cause I know when it's gone, it's gone. I found enough to get me through all these lonely nights, getting by on the high, I get from what you left.
Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. On the show today, we are just so excited to welcome Reviver Records recording artist Tennille Arch to the show. I talked with Tennille about her career, the recent record deal she signed with Reviver, and as well as anything she... as well as anything that is coming up for that we can talk about. And y'all, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably more nervous / excited for this interview than I've been in a long time. So, but with that said, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
Like I just said, I'm nervous / excited for this interview. So.
So am I. I'm calling right outside the venue of where I'm supposed to see a show because I wanted to really participate in this interview with Tennille.
Awesome. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Tennille Arch to the show. Hey, Tennille, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Tennille, how are you
doing?
I'm doing
good.
Good.
Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Like I said in the intro, I'm probably more nervous for the show today than I've been in a long time.
Aw, don't be nervous.
Because, fun fact, you are only the second major label artist we've ever had.
Oh, wow. What was the other artist?
Candy Carpenter.
Okay, she's amazing.
I adore Candy so much. I just adore Candy so much. But, I was listening to your Rebel Child album the other day, trying to decide which song to play for the show today, and I could not decide. It was that entire album is just so great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Before we get into the actual interview today, and while I stop my fanboy moment, tell the listeners how you got into country music in the first place.
I kind of just grew up loving country music, and I started singing at a really young age, and then, I listened to the Dixie Chicks and Shania Twain and just really fell in love with the storytelling side of country music, so I don't think there was any other genre for me.
and as I also said in the intro, something pretty amazing happened about a month ago. You signed your first ever major label deal. How does that feel?
It feels incredible. I'm really excited to be working with Reviver Records because I can tell that they really believe in my music. So it's just great to work with amazing people and get to, work with them and get my music out to even more fans. It's incredible.
Now, have you met your label mates yet, whether that's in passing or at shows or at a label events? Have you gotten a chance to meet any of your label mates yet?
I have not. I haven't met any of them yet. I was supposed to go to Vegas and meet a few of them, but that trip didn't work out, so I'm still waiting. I'd love to meet them.
That's awesome. I also wanted to ask. We were talking about Candy Carpenter earlier, and she sometimes sits in with the song Suffragettes. Recently played a show or two with them. Talk about how you got involved with that group.
Yeah, I actually met them through another female artist, Janelle Arthur. She was one of the very first people who was part of the song Suffragettes, and she was singing background vocals on my music, and so she told me that there was a really great community of women that I should audition for and see if I can play some of their shows. So I auditioned, and they were extremely welcoming, and next thing I knew, I was playing shows with them, and that was about 2 years ago.
You know, I've been a Song Suffragettes fan since I think, I started watching the shows online this past November, and I was hooked because I'm a big supporter of the women of country music. I have so much respect for what Song Suffragette stands for.
Yeah, it's an incredible group of people, and it's so nice that they support women, and I think it's opened some eyes in the country music scene to just give more women opportunities.
You know, and I'll tell you this right now. As a radio host, I will do everything in my power to make sure that the women of country are heard.
Well, that's amazing, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. I've got kind of a sort of a funny story for you. Well, first of all, you're originally from Canada, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
A funny story for you. I've been to Canada 3 times, and every single time, I mean, it's one of my favorite places in this world. The people are just so incredibly warm, so friendly, and they just make you feel like family. But this last trip to Canada, I went to a Toronto Blue Jays baseball game, and I don't remember the guy's name, the player's name, but there was a sign that a fan was holding. It said so and so for a prime minister. And that was kind of a culture shock for me. I mean, I'm sitting there going, wait, what's happening right now? And that was kind of a culture shock for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I guess you don't realize that things are so different.
But seriously, though, see, I've been to Niagara Falls, which is just gorgeous. Vancouver for a little overnight thing, and I stayed about 3 or 4 days in Toronto. So it's I can't wait to go back up there someday.
Yeah, that's awesome. You've been to all of the good parts already.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I wanted to I touch on something that recently happened. Now, I'm a big hockey fan. I love hockey so much. As a matter of fact, I've been to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, matter of fact. I love what the NHL community is doing for the Humboldt Broncos Junior League team. I love what they're doing for them.
Yeah, it's been a sad time up here. That's in my home province is where that happened. So it's been really tough, but it is nice to see all of those communities coming together and supporting each other.
Now, if any listeners out there don't know what happened, the Humboldt Broncos Junior League team was coming back from a game and the bus was hit by a semi, killing 14. But I've got a couple of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. This is always a fun question, and I love the responses I get to this. If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
That's really tough because I would probably be still in the music business, but I would say probably doing like hair and makeup or styling or something like that.
That's awesome. Okay, so this question I've got is another fun one. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I think I would have maybe tried to move to Nashville sooner. I was trying to move to Nashville when I was about 15, and it didn't work out. So I don't know. I would have maybe gone a little sooner.
So, and that begs the question, too. How long have you been in Nashville?
Well, I made my first trip when I was 15, but I moved to Nashville 2.5 years ago. I was 21 years old.
Awesome. You know, I only live about 2.5 hours west of Nashville. And as a matter of fact, I'm coming up there in about 2 weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm coming up there. And and Nashville is like my second home. I mean, I have family that lives about 15 minutes outside of the city. So I've got a couch to crash on every time I'm there. And it's a really great city.
It is, yeah, I love it.
Yes, Tennille, this is Craig. I'm sorry that I'm coming in so late with a question. I wanted to find out if you have any plans to perform during CMA Fest, either with Strong Suffragette on their anniversary show or any separate shows throughout the week.
I do have some plans. I don't have anything confirmed yet, but I will be definitely around during CMA Fest.
Okay. I hope to see you there. If you perform,
too.
I will definitely come.
That'd be awesome.
I'll be there too if you perform. I'll definitely be there too.
Awesome.
I wanted to go back a little bit to earlier this year. And your performance on The Bachelorette, or The Bachelor, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
How cool of an experience was that?
That was incredible. Honestly, I loved that whole experience and just getting to play my music for so many fans, because so many people watch that show, and so it was great to have that exposure and get to connect with other people, but also get to see the behind the scenes of the show.
Now, speaking of that exposure, do you think that played a part in Revivor Records signing you?
I think it did, because if it wasn't just from the exposure of the show and all that, they also came out to a show that I did in Nashville when we were watching the episode that I was on. So I did kind of a acoustic performance before we started watching The Bachelor, and they came and they saw that performance, and then that's when I went in and met with them. So if it wasn't for The Bachelor, I don't know if I would have been signed.
Now, I actually played that song, A Moment of Weakness. I played that a few weeks ago on my indie country radio show.
Oh, thank you so much for doing that.
Absolutely. And and that reminds me, I will be more than happy to play any of your music on the show anytime.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So, Tennille, I wanted to ask you, how did you get your started the song Suffragette with me, with playing with Kelly, Lena, Savannah? Because obviously this paved the way for you being on The Bachelorette and signing with Revival Records and being who you are today. And this is just the beginning of your career.
Yeah, starting to play with those girls, it was just a couple years ago, and I auditioned to be a part of it, and just being a part of that show has been incredible, because all of those women are really supportive, and they help each other, so you know, we sometimes write together and we perform together and we get to know each other and each other's friends, and it's just a great community of women.
You know, and sort of on that same subject, I wanted to talk a little bit about the video you guys did for A Time's Up. Now, from my understanding, it was bitterly cold that day, from my understanding.
It was freezing.
I saw some behind-the-scenes pictures on Instagram, et cetera, and all the girls were huddled in the van in blankets, and they had hot chocolate and stuff. I saw all that.
Yeah, it was very cold.
So, you know, obviously, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I mean, I will sit down and read, watch, or I listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. So, I was watching I was watching Kid Rock be interviewed by Dan Rather, and Dan asked him this question, and I'll ask you. When everything is said and done with your career, and you win major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that question.
When everything is said and done with your career, and you won a major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I want to be remembered for my songwriting and the ability to just connect with people through just being real and actually telling stories through my music.
You know, and going through your Rebel Child album, like I did the other night, I mean, I can tell that. I mean, every song on that album tells a different story in and of itself, and I love that.
Thank you so much.
You know, and that brings me to another point. Being the absolute music nerd that I am, I mean, I am so in love with music that I'm more prone to buy a artist's entire album as opposed to a couple singles, because I'm genuinely curious as to what the album brings to the table in its entirety.
Yeah, albums are incredible. I've always felt the same.
But getting back to Nashville and the country music industry for a second, I feel like, and I know there's a sharks in the music business. I understand that. I mean, I'm not naive to it. There's a sharks in radio. I'm not going to lie to you, but I genuinely feel like 85 or 90% of the country music industry is just a genuinely good people.
Yeah, I agree.
So. On that note, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by the industry with social media the way it is today, as opposed to, say, 25 or 30 years ago?
I think people definitely get noticed and all that stuff from social media, but it's also kind of different because now there's a ton of people that can all have their, you know, separate audience. So trying to get noticed by industry is a little bit more difficult, but if you get lucky and they notice you, then that's really great.
You know, and sort of along those same lines, speaking for your own career, how has social media impacted your career thus far?
Oh, social media has been incredible because without it, I wouldn't have been able to release my first EP and my album because that was really how I got the word out there, was just through social media and through telling fans and different artists to post about it and different things like that. So without it, I don't know that I would have been able to release music as an independent artist.
Well, let's see.
Tennille,
this is Craig. I wanted to ask you, the success of Rebel Child, your album, would you say so far that its success has already exceeded your expectations with having Cold Feet number one video and CMT 12 pack, or is this what you expected?
Oh, I definitely didn't expect it. I didn't know what to expect when I released the album, but it was really cool to see it. I think it went to number two in Canada when I released it, and then after I was on The Bachelor, the album went into the top 20 in the U.S., and so that was really cool just to see people were actually buying the album on iTunes, and that was when I was just extremely blown away by how successful it did.
With having signed up with Revival Records, you have a tremendous momentum going, Tennille. There are a lot of fans that you could gain by showing up at CM Fest or even doing a tour at the bigger cities throughout the country when you're ready, such as New York. I'm going to the Opry State to see Maggie Rose, and that's a venue I'd love to see you play at, leading up to the big Opry House, obviously, in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, so I really hope to see you at both venues.
Since you've signed with Revivor, what's coming up for you? Are there plans for another album or what's coming up?
I think we're just gonna get out on the road and start meeting fans and things like that, and of course, coming to Country Radio with the single.
Awesome. You know, before I forget, I tell all my guests this, and you're no exception. If there's ever anything I can do for you, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You know, I feel like, and I've been in radio 6 years. It doesn't seem that long. I'll be honest with you, but I feel like that if the show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or that next interview, whatever. I mean, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Oh, well, that's incredible. I mean, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
Absolutely. A couple more questions for you. You know, as a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
I think just other people's stories and other people's lives really inspire me in my own life. I just always try to find those things and relate to people the just things that people are going through, I always try to relate to them. And that's what really inspires me to write music, because I figure if it can help one person, maybe it can help someone else.
Right. You know, and I'm sort of a musician myself. I've been playing guitar for about the past maybe 3 or 4 years. I've been playing guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I taught myself, because I took lessons when I was much, much younger, but I fell out of it for a lot of years. I picked it up one day about 4 years ago. I said, I'm going to learn this thing if it kills me. So I've been teaching myself guitar for the past 3 or 4 years, and it's why I got into music in the first place, because I mean, I love playing guitar now.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so glad I picked it up too.
I know it's kind of I touched on Nashville a little bit, but what are some of your favorite places to play around town?
I love the Listening Room, and I also really love the Bluebird Cafe. I think both of those have been just really great venues to perform at.
The Listening Room is probably my favorite place in Nashville. As a matter of fact, I'll be at a Songs for Jet show on May 7th.
Oh, awesome. You're going to love it.
The first one I've ever seen live. I'll be in Nashville on May 7th through the 9th. Songs for Jets, and then I got a first round nomination in the National Universe Awards. So I'm going to that May 8th. So.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. And some of the people I was nominated with absolutely blew me away. I mean, you've got Kelly Ford of Ty Kelly and Chuck, Bobby Bones, Stormy Warren. I mean, we're talking a giant in radio. And then you've got little old me over here. I'm going, wait, I shouldn't even be with these people.
Well, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. One or two more questions for you, then I think we'll wrap things up.
Cody, let me ask Tenille a question. Tenille, who would you be now that you are signed with Revival Records? Do you see yourself collaborating with the artists on the Revival label, such as Low Cash, or still? Go ahead.
I'm not too sure, but I think that'd be really fun. I would definitely love to collaborate with some of them.
Yeah, I'd love to see it at least open for Low Cash in the future. If not, then sing a song or two when they do their main set.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I definitely see it happening down the road.
So, whether it's in your professional life or a personal life, what is the best advice you've ever gotten?
I think just to follow your heart and trust your gut. I think that's one of the best things that I've ever learned, and it's helped me in personal and industry.
Awesome. last question I've got for you, and it's a big one, okay? When I was in college, I had this professor who absolutely loved giving us scenarios to try and figure out, and I hated it. Totally and completely hated it. So I guess that's where this question comes from.
Yes, Cody, Tennille, I have to leave. I just wanted to say very quickly, I have to leave. Tennille, it was a pleasure. I'm sorry I couldn't spend on time long. Cody, I'll talk to you next week, and have a great rest of the interview.
All right,
thanks so much.
Thank you.
The question I had for you is, you're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
I'm going to take my guitar and a cell phone to call for help. And probably some food or clothing.
Smart. But very, very practical. I thank you again for doing this. This has been just so much fun.
Oh, well, thank you so much for asking me. I really appreciate it. It's been great.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not near as nervous now as I was 30 minutes ago. But seriously, you are such a doll. It's just, this is probably one of the best interviews I've done in a long time.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, if there's ever anything I can do for you, but don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You know, before we wrap, I did have one more question for you before we wrap. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to?
I don't think so. I mean, everything was great.
Awesome. I'd like to ask, I'm a guest to tell the listeners so they can find you on social media if they want to follow you.
Yeah, everybody can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube. Just follow at Tennille Arts, and you'll find all of my stuff.
Awesome. And I knew I was leaving something out. I heard a story at one time, and maybe you can confirm this, about where your first name came from. Your mom is a big Captain Tennille fan. Am I correct?
Yeah, they named me after Captain Tennille.
You know, I'd heard that story before, and I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Thank you for taking about 40 minutes out of your day to come in and do this. I'm sorry, Craig had to skip out a few minutes early.
Oh, that's all right.
And I'm sorry for the a call-in number thing, too. I meant to give that to you a couple of days ago, but it just slipped my mind.
Oh, that's totally okay. I'm glad it worked out, and hopefully we can talk again sometime.
Absolutely. I was telling Craig earlier, I said, apparently, great minds think a lot because I had messaged you on Instagram about the call-in number about an hour before you responded to my email.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad we got the number thing worked out. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm gonna I'll let you go, but again, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime, and I'd love to have you back.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll chat again soon. Have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely, and I'll be talking to you on social media.
All right, perfect. I look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Janelle.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Janelle Art. Let me see something real quick. Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Amira Campbell joining us. I mean, that's going to be so much fun. But again, y'all, Janelle is such a sweetheart, and I honestly have no idea why I was nervous. Probably because she's a now major label artist. But, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.